There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, curious people, welcome to Pretty Curious, our podcast on all things beauty. I'm Jonathan Van Ness. This week, we're talking to Kimberly Snyder, who's a New York Times bestselling author and nutritionist who's focused on inner beauty and health. And can I just say, you guys, this conversation was giving me vulnerability. It was giving me connection. It was giving me like, oh, I thought I knew what I was going to ask Kimberly about, but then we talked about all of these other things and now I'm like obsessed with her. And also in real life, we actually recorded this episode a few weeks ago and I've integrated a lot of the things that I learned from her into my daily life over these last few weeks. And can I say that it has really been helping? This conversation with Kimberly, though, I love her so much. But first, let's do our product review. If you guys saw that post I did on Instagram a few weeks ago about how to wash your hair in the shower, you will notice that I was holding up that wet brush. Wet brushes are one of my most important hair care tools. It's something that I use almost every day. I use wet brushes in the shower. Like, I always have one in the shower to distribute the conditioner throughout my hair. And also, it really doesn't matter what hair texture you have. It's nice to get your hair detangled and conditioned in the shower, because then the conditioner, when you're distributing the conditioner throughout your hair in the shower, like section by section, using that wet brush to like detangle and work the conditioner throughout your hair, it really allows for the conditioner to like surround every single hair strand individually so that each hair strand can get the full benefit of the conditioner. And it also helps to like make your detangling and your styling process a little quicker and easier out of the shower because you've already done a lot of that legwork up front. The wet brush that I have in that video kind of had like pointed bristles. They're kind of like spiky. And that's cool. I just like so happen to have that one. I kind of like the classic one better. But they're both great. And whether you have like 1A to 4C hair, we get that question a lot in comments about like, oh, I was told not to brush my hair wet or not to brush my hair dry. As long as you have conditioner in your hair when it's wet, you're not going to damage your hair. They're talking about like brushing wet hair with like no leave-in, like no spray leave-in, no detangler. When they're talking about like, it's like that noise of like that when you're like brushing your wet hair, that's the noise you want to avoid. But as long as you have conditioner in your hair, it's got the buffer and you're going to be okay. So I think it's really good. It really improves the integrity of your hair to distribute the conditioner through your hair in the shower. And then when you're out of the shower, same deal, wet brush, to distribute whatever styling products throughout your hair. And even like right now, like I have my hair super curly in real life. I brushed every single section of my hair with a wet brush when my hair was wet, and then I scrunched it and my hair got this curly. So it really doesn't take the curl out of your hair. It just helps to like more evenly distribute the product, I think. But everyone has like their own rhyme or reason. So, and everyone has like individual ways of like styling their hair. But in my 20 year plus career, that's what I think works great. Okay. So YSL, Yves Saint Laurent, right? That's how we say it. I'm very fashion, very beauty, I know. They've announced that Dua Lipa, who has some of my favorite red hair color in the game right now, will be their global makeup ambassador. Dua Lipa has served as the ambassador for their Libre fragrance since 2019, and now she'll also be the face of their cosmetics. Come on, girl. We love to see it. A few days before the announcement, YSL deleted their entire Instagram grid, calling it a social media reset. But luxury beauty brands are really pushing themselves to stay relevant as Gen Z consumers are more and more obsessed with viral beauty products and find their products more and more expensive. I just am excited for Gen Z to realize that, like, so much of this gimmicky bullshit is just silly. And really, it matters, like, the ingredients and the application and, like, how well something works for them. I'm really trying to push for more in JVN hair, especially that, like, it's about classic applications that have new spins and, like, new technology. But I want to get away from this gimmickiness. It's like, if it works, it works. But we still have to understand, like, the basics. Like, how do you wash your hair? How do you put on skincare before you put on your makeup? Of all the luxury brands, though, that our pretty curious guests have mentioned, YSL consistently seems to be one of the favorites, and it looks like they're stepping up their marketing too. So that's exciting, and we'll see what happens with YSL's beauty. I hope it goes great for them. I want success for everybody. And how exciting for them that they can afford Dua Lipa, because I bet that was not a cheap influencer marketing check to cut. But now let's get to our conversation with Kimberly Snyder. Again, I loved this so much. Let's get into that combo. Kimberly Snyder is a nutritionist, New York Times bestselling author, and co-author of the book Radical Beauty with Deepak Chopra. She's also the founder of Saluna, a holistic lifestyle brand, and the host of the Feel Good podcast. She's worked with dozens of top celebrities to feel their best, including Drew Barrymore, Reese Witherspoon, Kerry Washington, and Channing Tatum. Hello! And is regularly featured in press in places like Good Morning America, The Today Show, Vogue, and The Wall Street Journal. Kimberly, how are you?
I am doing so great, Jonathan. So happy to be with you right now, right here.
Let's just, like, get right into it. So basically today we're asking about, like, I think about this a lot, about, like, just talking about nutrition and health. It can activate so much shame. I think for a lot of people who have disordered eating or who are survivors of having an eating disorder, it just, all of our defenses come up, and we can just, I feel, at least for me being a public figure, I feel like when I've ever ventured into it, you can just have so many people jumping down your throat so fast. So if you have struggled with disordered eating, how can we reconcile that with, like, wanting to eat healthier or even just, like, thinking about the idea of health?
Yes. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for bringing this to light. And I want to say right off the bat that I am someone that has struggled with eating disorders. I was bulimorexic in high school, and then I was a chronic dieter for many years. And then I swung the other way in college, was a big partier, gained a lot of weight, struggled with a lot of bloating. So I understand very much how challenging it can be to have to face food every day. It's different if you're an alcoholic and you can, you know, move away from it completely, but food is in our face. It's part of our lives. So we can really shift into this more holistic way, Jonathan. And when I say holistic, I mean thinking about the whole. So your analogy about the chicken before the egg, we can actually reframe. It's beautiful. We can look at it from the Ayurvedic standpoint, which is as the micro, so is the macro. So what that means is, am I going to look good? Am I going to have more energy? Am I going to, you know, be fit? All of these things. Yes, right? When we are approaching this holistic way, yes to all of it, it doesn't mean one thing or the other. So the problem that I see in our society is this very fragmented approach, very linear, very focused on numbers, counting calories, restricting carbs, counting protein. Everything makes us more obsessed. Instead, when we branch out and we start to, first of all, see ourselves as energy, right? So the food we're putting in our bodies is becoming part of our energy. So it shifts the way we look at food. And for me, one of my key components of my philosophy, Jonathan, and I've done this with many of my celebrity clients and clients, I work with moms, dads, students, all sorts of people, is I detox them from numbers. Because when we put our worth in, how much do I weigh? How old am I? How many followers do I have? How many calories have I eaten? We start to become more and more anxious. And that anxiousness, guess what? It constricts your GI tract. It depletes your digestion. It pulls circulation out of your GI tract. It makes you more bloated. Cortisol gets secreted, which is wrinkles, belly fat, right? So we want to relax and start to look at food in more holistic terms. Freshness, fiber? How, you know, more or least processed is it, right? The quality of the ingredients. And so what I do, Jonathan, is I detox people off this very rigid approach and it becomes more relaxed. And then you start to trust food again. You start to say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not bringing a calculator to dinner, but my digestion is better, which is a huge focus of my work. So I have more energy. I'm able to digest. My skin is glowing, by the way. So to your point,
glowy.
I mean, I don't mean me, but we can be hotter, but also have more energy and also be more joyful because our worth isn't so tied up in these numbers and food.
Kimberly, I am literally crying. That hit me so hard. Didn't expect it. You guys, I feel like I haven't really been talking about it, but I have had the worst anxiety of my life in the last 6 months. So much anxiety, like I've just never experienced. And there's been a lot of work stuff. There's been a lot of personal stuff. But one correlation that I just like did not make at all is the numbers. It's like whether it's downloads, whether it's how something is selling, whether it's like the sale of something like JVN hair things, podcast things. Just so many numbers. And as I become an entrepreneur, I am just so much more aware of all of these fucking numbers. And I am so anxious. And not to be TMI, but my new like hypochondriac obsession is colon cancer because I like all these like articles about like colon cancer coming in younger people. But my poop has been so crazy. Like I'm tabbing fiber pills. I'm like, But I'm so anxious that I'm like, either I have colon cancer or I'm anxious or it's both. I'm freaking out. And my shit is all inconsistent, Kimberly. So just as you were saying that, I was like, it's the numbers. I have to detox off numbers.
Jonathan, how we approach one thing is how we approach everything, right?
Yeah, that's true.
The way in which we look at food, when we start to heal and introduce some really small, simple steps into your life, especially in the morning routine to break you out of that, it starts to create a pattern across your life where you say to yourself, other people care about numbers, but I don't have to define my worth by that, right? Jonathan, in his essence, why you're so loved and lovable is this free spirit that cannot be contained into numbers, right? So we don't want to start looking at the scale, looking at a birthday and being like, oh shit, I'm a year older. No one's going to love me. I'm getting too old. All these thoughts, all the ego is feeding us is not the truth, right? So the great news is we start to break that pattern with, again, starting in the morning. This is how I always work with clients, very accessible steps so that you can start to feel this fullness of your energy. And even if there's a lot of discussion around numbers, you don't have to get so dragged in, right? You don't want to get pulled because it only depletes you. And to your point, our digestion is so key in how quickly we age, how great our hair is, how great our skin is. Like the hotness is connected to our health, to the colon cancer. Our poop, our bowel movements every day should be formed. They should be coming every day. They shouldn't be little balls. We shouldn't be straining.
I'm getting little balls. I'm getting thin ass poop. But I'm drinking so much water. And I started having the Just for Him fiber pills. I don't know what's going on.
No, but what did I say, Jonathan, about wholeness? Fiber pills is fiber extracted, right? We want whole vegetables, whole foods. Plant foods have fiber.
Yeah, what the fuck can I have for more fiber?
Okay, you're going to drink my glowing green smoothie. I want to make it for you one day. All my clients from Drew to Reese to Channing to Chris Hemsworth to Kerry Washington swear by this fiber-filled drink. The recipe is on my website, mysaluna.com, for free. Okay, you drink this one drink every day. It's whole foods. This is not a juice. This is going to add at least 10 to 15 grams of fiber. But back to our whole concept here is wholeness. We don't want to split ourselves into here's the number part of me and here's, you know, who I really am and here's my beauty. It's all one thing, Jonathan, right? So in the morning, when you take in this wholeness of nature, you go back to your true nature, your true self, this unique, creative, free soul, right? This is who you are. This is what radiates out of you. So the more of that we put in versus, oh, I'm taking fiber pills And then I'm taking a million supplements. And then I'm fear-based about the colon cancer. And then I'm obsessed with the numbers. Do you see the patterns and how it connects? Versus when we start to take in nourishment in this more holistic way, I want you to start the day, Jonathan, with hot water with lemon. Why? A lemon comes from nature. It grows on the tree, the sunlight. It's the light embodied in a whole form. You're going to cut it in half and you're going to put it in a mug like this of warm water. It's so simple, but this starts to connect you to self-care, to self-worth. I'm worthy of this whole food. You squeeze it in, vitamin C, boom, great for your skin. Enzymes, boom, great, that repair your liver, your main detoxifying organ. The heat brings you into your belly, into your beautiful body in this present moment. Then you're going to take your SBO probiotics, your amazing Saluna probiotics, which I sent to you. And then you're going to drink your Glowing Green smoothie. So how did we start the day? Wholeness, wholeness, wholeness. Also a pattern, which in Ayurveda is called Dinacharya, your daily routine. Why? Whether Jonathan is on the plane, he's in Austin, he's in New York, he's traveling, wherever he is, your body starts to get a sense of, oh, right, regularity. The heat is going to help you poop more regularly. We want to get into a rhythm, just like in nature, the circadian rhythms, where your digestion starts to be like a wheel, right? Not all over the place. Even when stress comes in, deadline, this number is hitting me, your body has a sense of stability with what we're putting in every day.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I want to talk all about myself on this episode because I'm so stressed out about my poop and my digestion that I think I just want to interrogate you now if you don't care. Is that okay?
Of course. I love this. This is what I live for.
My poop's just been really weird. I've been really bingy and I just want to find fucking balance, queen. I don't know how to do it. It's like the bane of my existence.
So first of all, I started as a nutritionist, Jonathan, when I was trying to heal myself.
Yeah.
And now I work in this, well, it's the way I've always worked with clients, a four cornerstone framework, which is food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. The only way this works is if we nurture you as a whole being. And when people don't have that support with the, you know, emotions or what I define as the spiritual growth, just connecting to who we are on the inside, we overemphasize food. We overemphasize the body. The physical parts are what most people focus on because it's tangible. It's like, this is what I need to fix. But there's the whole other part of that, right? So what I see in you is this amazing human who's holding so much, right? It's like this crushing weight, entrepreneur, businesses, family, husband, public figure, you know, has to be funny and witty, doesn't want to, you know, offend people. There's just so much on you. So what we need to do is create a system of nourishment that isn't just what you're eating from a caloric standpoint, because the nourishment, again, everything's connected, your organ health, your energy, your vitality, everything can work better when we look at it as a whole. So what I would like to work with is the first 15 to 30 minutes of each day. Right. This is where Jonathan, this is the opportunity, like the rising sun, how we shift the energy. the rest of your day can get crazy. You can get a million emails, texts come in. You have to be here. You have to be there. You have to be performing. But in the morning, Jonathan, this is our chance to get into your body, to start a pattern of deep belly breathing, to have even an 8-minute meditation. And the new meditation, the heart aligned meditation that I just created with Heart Math, we did a study and it got you into coherence 29% more in 4 weeks. What that means is clarity, focus, calmness, because now we're working with the heart, the brain, and the nervous system. So I'm going to send you the track. All my clients now do this before, right? So nourishment and being skinny and being beautiful on the outside is not just about working out and eating, right? For instance, this stress, this adrenaline and this cortisol makes your poop effed up. It will make your skin age much faster, right? It all needs to work together. Something happens like with your family member and then you're off with the food. So it's this stability of the lifestyle. So when we wake up, this is an opportunity to create a foundation and it will build over time. And then we can start to work with your lunch and your dinner, but it has to start in the morning. So the morning is when ideally, I'm giving you my ideal here, you would sit and you wouldn't be on your phone for 15 minutes. No, it's like right away being pulled onto Instagram or TikTok or whatever. We come in the body, boom, you listen to your meditation track, you breathe, you feel really clear. Then you go into your kitchen like this, you get hydrated with room temperature water, you drink your hot water with lemon, you take your 2 SBO probiotics. Now your gut health is going to be activated, which is going to help with neurotransmitters, your health, your digestion, everything, starting an up, up, up. Then 20 minutes later, Jonathan is going to have either his black coffee or his black coffee with 2%. If that's all you're having in the morning at that point, that's okay. Then by mid-morning, by 10 or 11, you're going to have your glowing green smoothie. It is not okay to go all the way until you start to get testy and you know, reach for those bad food choices because you've gone so long. It doesn't mean we need to introduce concentrated fat and concentrated protein if you're not really hungry, but the fiber, Jonathan, and the energy you're going to have from these green vegetables and this whole fruit. There's also a low sugar version for people that are concerned with that, with the green apples or just this wholeness of nature. It's going to make you a machine of energy. Okay. Then you've gotten so much nutrition. We're up, up, up. Then we can work with the mid-afternoon healthy snacks and you have a little list. And then dinner, whatever you have for dinner, you're going to take 3 digestive enzymes first, right? Because we're going beyond numbers. That helps you break down and assimilate better whatever you're eating. Raw foods have digestive enzymes, but we cook our food mostly, right? So the enzymes help you absorb the amino acids to build healthy hair and healthy protein in your body, right? The enzymes help you break down the fat so it's not stored as fat in your body. These are completely natural, effective enzymes, right? We have an amazing formula with Soluna as well. So you're going to take those and then you're going to start dinner with a salad. This is a natural form of portion control. Get the fiber in. And then whatever you're going to have for dinner is going to come afterwards. But we've started dinner. I'm just giving you some quick points, Jonathan. Of course, I'd love to look more.
I'm obsessed taking notes.
More in depth. But the salad and the digestive enzymes are what I call with my clients the bulletproof vest. When fiber is here, if you're having let's say nachos, you're having a cheat day, or you're having fried chicken, at least there's a coating of fiber. So that food hits with the enzymes and the salad, and it's going to escort through your GI tract more effectively. It will break down more quickly. And if you're having a really healthy dinner, let's say you're having like a, you know, a kale quinoa bowl, that those enzymes are going to help you extract all these nutrients and pull them into your bloodstream. The little villi in your small intestine is going to pull it in, and you're going to have even more brightness. You're going to have more of that natural, amazing energy. And guess what? You're going to be more resilient against all these messages from the external world saying, more numbers, or you shouldn't have said that, or whatever it is. We create this foundation of strength in your truth, in your energy, in your vitality, in this amazing isness that is Jonathan, which is more than the numbers, right? We want to create that strength so your nervous system isn't constantly pinged all day. So it starts, we're going to start with that foundational morning and build from there.
Yes. Okay, so if someone's listening now and they're just like, okay, I'm fucking obsessed. Like, I want to sign up. Where do we need to be following you? Where can people? Because also, you I love everything that you said about simplicity, but like also your skincare products. Like, we need to hear about that. How do you do your formulas? Tell us about Soluna and where people can stay up to date with what you're doing.
So our main hub is mysoluna.com, S-O-L-L-U-N-A.com. And you know what Soluna means, Jonathan?
What?
The sun and the moon. Right?
Soluna, yes.
Wholeness, right? The wholeness of us. So we have our amazing, which I created with so much love, passion, and research, our SBO probiotics, our Detoxy, which all of my amazing clients, including Drew Barrymore, take all the time, all of them. And then our digestive enzymes, and then really natural skincare, like the same vitamin C, stable form of vitamin C, AS2P, which is in our Detoxy, is in our vitamin C serum. So everything is over on our site. I've written thousands of blogs, articles. I also have the Feel Good podcast, Jonathan. I would love for you to come on sometime.
Please.
Come on. So everything's over there on the website. The guided audio tracks for the meditations. We're going to upload the new one. We just did the study for it as well. So everything's on there.
I love that. So what are you like? Because so much of this resonates so much for me. And I feel like the larger my career has become, I feel like whether it was like doing my show on Netflix or JVN Hair or just anything that's like ever been through like criticism or feedback, it's like it just hurts. And it makes you get more like just more scared to be vulnerable. Like I used to be like less scared of being vulnerable. Now I feel a little bit more guarded. How do you deal with that? Like just like being just,
well,
yeah.
Well, at your level, I mean, so I remember I did a Good Morning segment and this is, we're all so free when we start, right? And then there was this letter sent to Good Morning America from the American Dietetics Association because I had said something about diet soda and they were like, oh, you know, we give it to our diabetes patients and things. And they were like, she's a certified nutritionist. She's not a dietitian. It was just like, I felt really attacked that I was getting all these letters from them. So I understand when we're just like, I was just trying to put out something good, right? So what I think for you, Jonathan, especially, you just, again, our practices are going to ground you in yourself. But you have to remember, no matter what, and as you continue to rise, that you are literally a light for so many people. And it's easy for the human brain to look at that tiny percentage, especially for us with disordered eating, perfectionism, right? So I really, you know, I think for you to protect this amazing creative energy, I would really say be very, again, nourishment. Ayurveda teaches that everything that's coming in is a form of nourishment. Everything we watch, everything we see. If you can just have someone on your team go through the comments and send you ones that you may want to answer, just tune out. Don't give your power to those comments. Don't even look at them. Don't even read them because that's someone that had a bad day, someone that's just projecting and we don't want, the world needs your light, right? So you just have to be very, and all my clients do this. They do it really well where they're not reading all these horrible comments. Everybody gets them.
Kimberly, can I tell you, Gretchen Rubin, she has this really cool podcast, this really cool book. It's about like happiness.
Yes,
it's,
she's come on my podcast too.
I love Gretchen. So we literally were talking, like my plan was to like only look at comments for like one little time, like in the morning, not like right away, but then in like one little time at night. And I stayed on that. I do think I've done it less, but I wasn't like as rigid as, and she didn't tell me to be rigid, but she actually said to be flexible and to like reconsult my plan and like change it as needed. But it's just, I really do need to do that. Like just get out of them fucking comments because it makes me crazy. It really does.
So let me tell you something. When I'm dealing with someone, different people have different personalities. Some people give up ice cream. I'm just using this example, cold turkey, right? Some people like to wean off a little bit at the time. But for most people, in my experience, including myself, that had disordered eating, it's the cold turkey. We don't keep it in the kitchen. Because otherwise it starts off innocently and it goes to be a huge problem.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I think for you saying, oh, a couple minutes here and there, why should that ding your energy? Every ding is your nervous system. Every ding is your digestion. Every ding is your health. Do not give your power away. You give so much to the world.
I'm getting dinged. I'm getting kicked in the nuts every fucking time I turn around. So I really do gotta like protect my nuts.
No, you have to protect yourself. This is a key to your health, Jonathan. You are an innovator. You are creative power. And I'm telling you, without naming names, all the many celebrities I've worked with, they all feel this. Suddenly I'm out in the world and I'm getting dinged, and it affects people in different ways. Everybody that I have met that's a big star deals with it in different ways. And I'm telling you right now, we have to protect this energy. Otherwise, giving away your health, your vitality, your joy, your peace, no way. You are shining out. So this is what we do. We focus on your health, those moments, meditation, probiotic gut health, good food. And then it's like, I'm shining out and I'm not taking in so much from you guys. Do you see what I mean? You're shining. This is your way, like, of giving love. This
that
is your way.
Wisdom is there. I just have to tap back into it.
That's it.
Kimberly, are you taking new clients? Because I really need to work with you. My shit's all fucked up. My dinacharya is all fucked up. I need to get it together with you.
Yes.
Okay, so this was definitely my most vulnerable episode of Pretty Curious ever. Do you want to jump into our final segment, which is our rapid fire segment?
Yes.
Okay, it's time for our rapid fire segment. What is your go-to budget beauty recommendation under $10?
Coconut oil. I love it. I put it in my hair. Ooh. I put it on my skin as a natural moisturizer. I love it.
I do love it on the skin. Some
maybe
hair,
not for hair.
Don't love it on there. Well, it's just because it's a medium chain fatty acid. So it kind of like, it sits like on the outside of the hair strand and kind of like doesn't let other smaller molecules penetrate. And so sometimes it can actually make the hair really brittle if you have like a lot of highlights, chemically treated hair, which you do not have. So if your hair is like virgin and like not super color treated, or just you're going darker, it's fine. But if you have a lot of like bleaching in the hair or lightening in the hair, and then you're putting coconut oil on it, then it's not good, because it actually prevents like whatever heat protectant or like proteins or whatever is like in your other thing from like penetrating it. So it's cool if it's like more virgin. It's not as cool if it's like more color treated. So like lower porosity, it's cool. Higher porosity, not as cool, because you don't want it absorbing like that much of that like heavy ass oil. But on the skin, I slather that shit on my elbows, my knees, my heels. Like, I love it on my skin so much I can't stand it.
And also, Jonathan, it's great for taking eye makeup off.
Yes, girl. Fuck that pond. Do it for coconut oil. I love that. Okay. What's your splurge recommendation? Like, what's like your bougie girl? It doesn't have to be beauty. It can be Birkin. It can be, what's the thing that we're just like, I'm coinsy and I need it and I can't help it. And I need
Does it have to be a product? Because I'm really big into massages.
Ooh, it can be massages. I love that.
Yeah, I think it's so important to get a great massage from time to time. That's really my splurge.
Okay, I love that. What's a product that you never leave home without?
Our SBO probiotics. Whenever I travel, our Saluna probiotics, I will never not take them.
And they're just like once in the morning, or is it before each meal?
Yes. So no, it's just once in the morning, two capsules, and you're done for the day.
Okay, I love that. What is your most like inspiring beauty muse or memory? Like of a person, you're just like, oh my God, like Cher in that Mackie outfit and like the 80s Oscars with like her headdress. And like, just like, what was like your, what's like a person who did a look that you still think about?
Okay, you ready for it? You may not think of her as beauty, but for me, Jane Austen is this simple, glowy, confident, here I am, you hear my speech, you know, what I'm speaking about, and she's just powerful. She's just herself. I love her.
I love that so fucking much. Meh or major? Wearables?
Not for me. Too many numbers. I like to be intuitive.
Ooh, yes. Yes. Stanley cups.
They can be helpful for people. I don't use them.
It's kind of more meh for you. Okay, alkaline water.
Yes. I think that's important. Major.
Meh or major? Yes, queen. Sticking with it. Collagen supplements.
I'm sorry, I give commentary. I say meh because I'd rather use collagen boosting ingredients, plant-based ingredients like silica and bamboo. I don't like using bovine products personally.
Yes, girl. Powdered protein.
Yes, major. Can be really helpful. But the quality has to be important, but major, yes.
Matcha.
Major.
I already know the answer to this one. Probiotics.
SPO.
What about prebiotic sodas?
I think if someone's going to have soda, it's a better option. I don't like how they taste necessarily, but it can be good.
So you're major for a prebiotic soda.
Yeah. But again, there's a variety, right? Some have better ingredients than others.
Okay. Apple cider vinegar.
Major. Has to be raw though. I'm not good at this game. I have so much coffee.
What about a highly organized refrigerator?
No, I mean, the truth is that sounds nice, but if you see my fridge with my kids like coming in, pulling things in and out, it's more about what's in the fridge, okay? It's not always going to be organized, but we got good stuff in there. You might have to rummage around a little bit.
You are just, you're the light. And thank you so much for coming on Pretty Curious. And thanks for letting me be really bold with you. And I feel like I learned so much. I just love spending this time with you.
Oh my gosh, Jonathan, I love you so much. You are an amazing soul. Thank you for having me on. And I look forward to connecting with you soon and more.
Yes, queen. Thank you so much for that, Kimberly. It was so much fun.
You've been listening to Pretty Curious with me, Jonathan Van Ness. You can learn more about this week's guest in the episode description of whatever you're listening to the show on, and follow us on Instagram at Curious with JVN. Come on, Curious Universe. Still can't get enough? Subscribe to Extra Curious on Apple Podcasts for commercial-free listening and our subscription-only show, Ask JVN, where we're talking sex, relationships, and so much more. Our engineer is Nathaniel McClure. Our theme music is also composed by Nathaniel McClure. Pretty Curious is produced by me, Chris McClure, Julia Melfi, and Allison Weiss, with production support from Julie Carrillo, Ann Curry, and Chad Hall.